You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have a conversation about the failure to organize a business entity. Sounds like kind of a really bad thing to overlook in business, isn't it?
You know, there's a lot of mistakes that business owners make when they aren't advised by an attorney. You know, and I like, you know, a lot of people look at attorneys as, you know, maybe like the scrivener or the commodity, but we really do best when we're the trusted advisor, and we want to be able to advise our clients properly what they need to do to avoid problems in the future. Mm-hmm. And this is a basic building block that a lot of folks overlook. And you know, how I find out about it is I'll take on a new client, and it's probably in the midst of some crisis. It could be some lawsuit, it could be some kind of contract issue where there's been a breach and there's some issue. And I go online to find out some information on my prospective client, and you'll see either nothing with the Secretary of State or an assumed name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bought a name for their company under their own personal name, and they don't have any kind of entity. Now, mm-hmm. it's becoming rarer and rarer. Business owners are smart people, but it still happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, that liability shield, you know, the benefit of filing, of forming a business entity, you know, we also call them liability limiting entities. Could be an LLC, could be a corporation. Many different forms of partnerships also have a limited liability component if you file something. The advantage is you have a shield over your personal assets against, you know, related to liability from the business.
Sure.
Now, there's exceptions to that. If you sign a bank loan, a bank is going to make you sign a personal guarantee. So you're mm-hmm. going to be personally liable. But, you know, it's amazing how many times that people don't understand that and appreciate how powerful a tool that is. And then the corollary of that is once you do take the effort and pay the money to have someone like me set up your entity, don't sign contracts in your personal name. And I've seen that happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody thinks that they're saving money by not using attorneys, and there's a lot of things that we can do to avoid issues. And, mm-hmm. and so, yeah, business entity, I always call it the biggest no-brainer in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, I visited with a few business people out there of which I can understand why this is overlooked, and even when you mention about writing contracts in your own name, there is a crowd, and they're from the generation back where they said, well, we do everything on a handshake. You know, my word is my bond, and so I do things in that fashion. And then, you know, when the people that they're doing business with, they'll say, you know, well, what's business between friends? And you hear all of this stuff. Well, that comes from the generation prior, and maybe even the generation prior to that. But In modern day, why do you suppose there's still a good crowd of people that fail to construct the entity properly, and then even in the issue of personal contracts, they still think that it's possible to do things on a handshake?
Yeah, I don't know why it is, and you do see it too, Kevin. You know, I've had people come to me. I started business with my friend. For whatever reason, they don't have any paperwork to suggest any ownership, and I was promised ownership, and now they're trying to get me out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have nothing in writing,
what are you getting out of?
Well, there's nothing. you've been had is the problem. And I asked people. I said, well, did you ever get like a K-1 for taxes as mm-hmm. an owner? No. And you've been doing this for 5-6 years. That's going to be a problem. It's mm-hmm. going to, you have a really hard proof problem with stuff like that. And that's why when you know, a lot of people, you know, the Secretary of State in most states, Minnesota's included, puts a downloadable, completable form of an articles of incorporation or organization, basic organizing document.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have, like, you put the name, you can put the address, the contact person, and that is enough under law to have an entity.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, like, for example, Minnesota has some default provisions in their corporate statutes and in their LLC statute that'll say, unless provided otherwise in the articles,
mm-hmm.
this applies.
Right.
And so there's little things, you know, these arcane concepts such as cumulative voting, preemptive rights. We've talked about this before, but I'm not going to go into it. But these things that are included in your company unless you otherwise say so in your articles.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, you know, you don't necessarily want to use the Secretary of State provided form. A lot of times, if I'm working with a new client and they come in, what they've done is they've downloaded and filed the form articles, and they've applied for a tax ID number with the IRS, because you can do those two things online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We amend and restate the articles to give them the form that I would have, the document that I would have given them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But then we build out the rest of it. You need to have bylaws, so you can specify how meetings are to be held, and that you can have meetings. You can take actions in writing without a meeting. What are the duties of each of them? What are the manager positions? What are the officer positions? What are the duties of them? What is the role of the board? All those mm-hmm. things. You have corporate resolutions electing, you know, directors and officers. You know, if you're in real estate investment and you go to do a closing, they're going to ask to see some proof as to who has the authority to sign for the company at the closing.
Yeah.
So you have to have written resolutions to show who's the president, who's the treasurer, who's the secretary,
mm-hmm.
any vice presidents, all that kind of stuff. I do a contribution agreement so that it shows who's paying what and what are they getting for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's all this paper. The idea isn't because we attorneys hate trees. It's because we want to avoid later disputes. We want to avoid issues later on. And so that's why we put all that stuff together as a paper trail. And it also helps demonstrate the separateness of the entity. That's why you go get a tax ID number, you take your articles, your tax ID number, go to the bank, open up a separate bank account. Even if you're a single member LLC,
mm-hmm.
okay, the law doesn't make you go get a tax ID number. I like to do it from a asset protection standpoint to show, hey, this is a separate thing from me. I'm not commingling assets with my personal bank account. I've got a separate tax ID number, I've got a separate bank account, and I'm treating these two things differently. So,
mm-hmm.
and again, if you commingle assets like that, they can possibly get at your personal assets.
Yeah.
So,
you know, interesting thing when you mentioned that those forms are available on the Secretary of State site or other sites that are out there, there is language provided on those sites that says that the provision of this form does not replace good or proper legal advice that you should have in implementing that article.
That's a good point. You know what I always say, DIY equals SOL.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, talking about failing to organize a business entity. And if you've had your business out there in operation for a while and have failed to organize yours, you might want to think about getting some legal advice and getting it done properly, because as Jeff just said, DIY equals SOL. Kevin Hunter and Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you're like many other business owners and business professionals out there who are struggling to produce more leads and more customers for your business, you can likely relate to what I'm about to share with you. In the previous decade, it worked to mail out things like flyers, letters, and postcards to get people's attention. Throw in a little radio advertising or TV advertising, and the leads just seemed to pour in.
We all know this has changed, and this change has brought new challenges, and many companies have not found a good way to solve it. The problem is this. Over 4 million households have left daytime TV in the last few years. We also know that radio listenership has dropped by as much as 50 to 70% in many markets, and newspapers are losing readership at double-digit rates every year. When we ran marketing matrices on flyers, direct letters to clients, and postcards, none of them could produce better than a 0.068% response rate. That's less than 0.1%. The sum of these challenges leaves most companies with marketing and advertising budgets that are in the tens of thousands of dollars every month with very little to show for it. The answer is video. But spending thousands of dollars on professionally produced marketing videos can be impossible for a business to budget for. But here's the good news. You don't have to. What we've learned is that the most effective video from you to your client is actually footage you've created yourself. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to still look professional. That's where a video technology platform from TalkFusion Connect comes in. With packages that start at $315, $815, and $1,564, a one-time expense, you can produce high-tech video that will not only drive in clients, but significantly improve your customer responses, and also push your website up to front-page search results due to a phenomena called white labeling. Better yet, you'll get all the free advice and guidance from us that you need to kick this off successfully in your business today. After using the Connect platform on the Business Forum show for just 1 month, our online media and other links doubled in traffic, and our visitors nearly tripled. Video technology is where it's at, and the advantages of the Connect platform and its white label benefits can blow up your marketing literally overnight. You can get started today by sending an email to the Business Forum Show at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Or visit our website and click on the link for video technology. You can also call the studio at 763-267-7260 and ask us to send you a link to get your Connect platform working today. The number again is 763-267-7260. Don't spend another dime on marketing models that aren't working. Get started on your video platform today. Call us now, 763-267-7260. The future of your business counts on it. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.